Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to talk about retirement today, some of the things you want to think about, some of the things you got to be careful of, and this is probably, between the two of us, the most frequent question we get. Do I have enough, or will I have enough, retirement income? Can I retire, or am I going to run out of money, or am I have to reduce my standard of living? We get that frequently. So let's talk a little bit about that, Leanne.
Well, the first thing you have to look at is where your assets are. And Garwin, we've talked about this extensively, knowing where your assets are. And every year you need to review that. And you have to look at what you have, where they're located, the location, the ownership, who owns those assets, and the beneficiary side of it also.
So let's just talk about, obviously, the first one we need to talk about is Social Security. We're not going to make this a Social Security discussion, but we're going to talk a little bit about it. My statement always is, if you can delay taking your Social Security, the better off you are. The longer you wait, the more you receive, except you can't wait past age 70.
And you better explain why.
Because every year that you wait, you'll get an 8% increase in benefits.
That's right. It keeps increasing 8% until 70 because you have to start withdrawing from your IRA by April 1st, the year after you've turned 70 and a half.
So many times people will say, well, I just have to have it. I can't get by without my Social Security. Well, then you have to take it. There's no question. But if you have an option, in other words, if you have enough other income to survive, obviously the answer is wait, wait, wait.
And let's just talk about where your other assets are and where your income can come from. We're talking about Social Security as the one that we know is probably the base for a lot of people's
income. Well, it's foundation, yes.
But then you also have to look at, do you have a pension? Do you have some retirement accounts that you need to or could pull money from? Do you have assets in the bank? Do you have CDs? Do you have cash reserves, which include your money markets, your checking accounts? Do you have investments outside of your retirement accounts and outside of your cash reserves, such as do you have brokerage accounts? Are you invested in certain things like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, different things that can give you income? For instance, you can get income from bonds. You can get income from stocks through their dividends. So where are your assets and where are they in, you know, where is the income coming from? Now, you mentioned Social Security. When you look at your Social Security, you have to take all of those things into consideration. So let's also talk about something when we talk about income. Do you have an annuity?
Well, annuities are designed to provide income. So that's a very important part of your retirement portfolio is an annuity, because that can supply a guaranteed lifetime income, which the other ones cannot do that. They cannot guarantee it.
We have to explain what guaranteed means in this case.
Well, what I just said was that you give them, or however you do it, whether it's single lump sum or monthly payment for many years, when you have a lump sum of money, they will turn around and tell you, based on your age and your sex, that we will pay you X number of dollars a month for as long as you live. And if you die early, when you didn't get all your money out, the remainder can go to your beneficiary. So they will guarantee you that just like the IRS does on your Social Security retirement. They will guarantee you the income.
It's also like if you win the lottery, they will give you a choice of getting it in a lump sum or having an income stream over your lifetime.
And that is from an annuity.
It's called annuitization, and that's an important thing that when you think of an annuity, you have to understand how the whole annuity works. But this is one way that you have to look at it carefully.
Now, let's go back to the retirement accounts. Many times we find out that people have retirement accounts, but they may be IRAs or 401ks or 403bs, whatever, and the company has offered a match. And that's the other thing I need to say is any time you're offered a match, if you can possibly do it, you need to do it because that will make your money grow dramatically larger.
If you don't want to put in a large amount, at least put in what the company matches. Will they match 2%? Will they match 3%? What are they matching? At least do that. Then if you want to put money someplace else, that's fine. But look at your IRAs. That's what they will give you. But look at what you have available at work. And believe me, if you have a company that matches in the 401k, whatever it may be, it's really a gift, and you should take it seriously.
Absolutely, and do whatever you can do to match that money up, because that will dramatically increase your retirement account. The of course, other places that you can get income is you have assets. Now, many times people have a lake home. Well, sell your lake home. Now, nobody likes to do that, but unfortunately, many times you have to do that for income purposes.
Or you may need to think about if you have a big family or even if you had two or three or four children at home and you had a bigger house, maybe now is the time you want to think about consolidating and actually downsizing that property.
Because that could supply you with a couple $100,000 of available investable assets, that's tough to say.
Income.
And which will then produce some income for you. So
correctly.
You need to sit down with somebody who is a specialist in this and go through this. Don't wait until you need to retire tomorrow and be thinking about it today. You're dollar short 3 days late on that one. So there are many places. Now, one of the other things I find is people have toys, boats, snowmobiles. What are those four-wheelers called? I don't remember what they're even called. Kind of things that you could sell to provide income.
Especially if you're not using them.
Yeah.
And you don't think you're going to use them.
Get rid of them.
You might as well think about doing something with them.
And, of course, just keeping cash. Cash is king. Anytime you've got cash, you are on top of the world because that gives you the best possible solutions. So what I've just said was, you need to plan ahead. There are many places to put your money, but there is no perfect answer. But you need to do some planning for retirement.
One of the things, if you are in your home and you really want to stay there, you've probably paid off the house, you've probably gotten rid of the cabin or given it to your kids or whatever, and you've decided, but I really want to stay here, but I might be a little shy of income. You can look at what we call a reverse mortgage. It's simply you're reversing, instead of paying into a mortgage, you're taking money from the equity of the house and giving yourself an income stream or a little bit of a lump sum, however you take it. But if you do a reverse mortgage, you have to look at it very, very carefully. Go to some institution that handles this. They will talk to you about it. They will have you go through some
training.
They'll go through training. You really have to sit down, and they will actually have you see somebody to figure everything out for you, because it can be a little bit expensive, just like when you're going to sell a house. If you're going to have a broker involved, you're going to pay the cost. Also, when you have the reverse mortgage, there's going to be costs involved. And what they do is they look at what the houses are worth in your area. They look at if you have a second mortgage, first mortgage, whatever you have there. Then they say, okay, you have this much equity built up in your house. Now we have to look at what you can take out in equity. And there's different ways to do it, which you have to completely review. And then that may be another way of adding an income stream to yourself.
And you do not lose your home.
No, what happens is when you have to leave, probably to go into a nursing home, assisted living.
Or pass away.
Or then they will look at what they have paid out to you. That will be subtracted, and the balance will go to your family, but they're not going to kick you out.
Now, the best form of investment would be a product that's tax deductible, no current income tax, and tax-free when you take your money out. Now, if you know such a beast, call me, because of 45 years in the business, and Leanne's been in 25, I don't know of anything. But we'd sure like to know of something like that. Tax-free municipals, people talk about that, and there's nothing wrong with those. But
they're not tax-free, they're tax-exempt, and there is a difference.
There is a difference, so I'm just saying. Now, there is a product out there, and I've got to say this very carefully now.
Yes, you do. This is one you have to explain fully.
Right. This product is you pay your taxes on the seed, but when you harvest the crop, you pay no taxes.
Now, you need to expand.
You put in money, after-tax money, but you can it grows tax-free or deferred. I don't care what you call it. And you can take money out tax-free. And this does work. This doesn't do much good for a person who has already retired. But for those people who are in their 50s, who are thinking about retirement, and do I have enough money squirreled away, this is a wonderful, wonderful product.
So you better tell them what it is.
Well, I don't want to tell them what it is.
Oh, I think you better.
It's a life insurance contract. And it works.
In other words, you're putting extra money in for your when you put your premium in, and it's a cash building program. You put extra money into that, and it's all, the cash is going to grow. The cash value is going to grow within that policy.
Now, stop a minute. Cash values always go tax-free within a contract.
But there's a little trick with this.
There's a little trick with
and
this.
And that's what you have to listen to carefully.
When you take the money out, obviously, if you die, always the death benefit is paid tax-free. But if you take the money out and borrow it out, then you don't pay taxes on it. And if you get that money, you set it up properly, you can take the money out on a tax-free basis and support your retirement.
But it does lower your death benefit.
It does lower your death benefit. So if you've got $100,000 of death benefit and it's $35,000 of cash in there, and you take out $10,000 of cash, you're going to have a proportional reduction of death benefit. So somewhere that those things have to crisscross if you take out all your money. But it does work.
There are lots of opportunities for you. So when you sit down and you're thinking about retirement, be sure you explore all your avenues, but have a good view of what you have for your
You have to start with what you got, and then how do I enhance it? I want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garland Ander. It's 651-436-3997.
Or the other number is 651-365-5000. Thank you for joining us.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.